Today, Monday, March 19th, is the Feast of St. Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary and patron of the Universal Church. It is also the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI's name day. Chris Altieri spoke with the head of Vatican Radio's English for Africa services, Father Moses Amungule, about the role of St. Joseph in the life of the Church.
Yes, to start with, I think St. Joseph is one of those saints that you don't get much written about him in the Holy Scriptures, if one was to start from that. But at the same time, when you think through the role, the ministry that he played in the Holy Family, so to say the family of Jesus and Mary, he played a very important role to begin with. First of all, through him, Jesus has this connections with the ancestry of David, which was very important for the salvation plan. Because when you read in the Old Testament, all the prophets hinted that the Messiah was to be a descendant of David. So that was a very important role that he played. And then when you look at his role as a father, I think even now it's very relevant because he stands out as a true model of what it means to be a father. First of all, when you look at his life, you see one who did not fully understand what was happening to the lady he was going to marry. Through the intervention of the angel, he takes up that responsibility. And we see him throughout at the birth of Jesus and having to go to Egypt to ensure that the baby Jesus, as a foster father of Jesus, was safe, the mother was safe. He comes back and he provides what was due as a father of the family. So as we look first of what this feast, not just as an important feast of the Church, we see it as a feast that raises the importance of fatherhood in the Church among the Christians. As I think through, I was thinking through of my own father, of the many fathers around who are trying to do their best in difficult circumstances with the economic crisis that is there. They are doing their best to try and provide for their families, to try and live an exemplary life as we can think of. One thinks of the many fathers that are also struggling to look after foster children. So that is very, very important role that the figure of St. Joseph plays in our Christian life. And when you talk of the Church as patron of the Church, of course, Mary is the mother of the apostles. Mary is the mother of the Church. So naturally, the father has to be there. So we have a complete picture of the Holy Family taking care of the Church.
There's this magnificent iconography, in fact, of the completeness of the family with Mary and Joseph and Jesus, the Holy Family. And in the, you mentioned something interesting that Scripture tells us very little about this man. But there's this sort of, in the collective imagination of the Church through the centuries, this picture of a fellow who, well, we know that he taught Jesus a trade so that he would be able to support himself and have a livelihood before his mission, began. But we also imagine him teaching Jesus to read and write and say his prayers.
Yes, as a good father, we can always think that, and I'm sure we are right to think like that, that as a father, he did his best to ensure that his son received the best education he could at the time. Men would talk about him as being a poor laborer, a carpenter, but during his time, I don't think it was that being a simple profession. One needed to learn the art, and Jesus learnt it from his father. So in a way, he was an exemplary father. And I think that's one of the challenges that many fathers have, to be exemplary to their own children. I've met in my pastoral ministry fathers who really struggled to try and share their own experience, even others to try and make their own children have a better life than they didn't have themselves, have better opportunities than they didn't have themselves. So as you are saying, as you said rightly, there's very little said in the Bible. But at the same time, we know maybe little has been said in the Bible because it wasn't relevant at the time the different authors were writing the different aspects of the gospel. It was what was necessary to be mentioned at the time may have been mentioned, but we can imagine as a good father, Joseph did his best and gave the good opportunity and the good life experiences to Jesus Christ. One of the things that you see is when Jesus is found in the temple by his father, and he speaks wisely or answers wisely to the questions, one would imagine that that would have been one of the virtues that Joseph would have handed to his own son, the virtue of wisdom. And if you think through it in his own life, you find that coming out exemplarily. When he's confronted with the issue of Mary expecting a child without his knowledge, the virtue of wisdom comes out clearly in Joseph's life.
Wisdom and discernment and all of these things, things that fathers need and that we forget sometimes.
Yes.
It's the name day of our spiritual father, Pope Benedict, today.
Yes.
He thanked the all of the faithful at the Angelus on Sunday for the prayers that they're offering up for him. Just how important is it that we keep the Holy Father in our prayers?
He's the father, as you're saying. He has if I would put it, a difficult ministry. Being the Pope Universal Pastor is not an easy thing. I could imagine myself working in a small parish, and I was not even the parish priest, I was just an assistant. But the amount of difficulties we faced, I think I would multiply them by millions to imagine what the Pope faces. But of course, he has collaborators, he has, but at the same time, he needs a certain wisdom, he needs a certain strength from prayer, spiritual strength that can accompany him as he discharges his ministry as the universal pastor. And indeed, he has every reason to thank the people who are praying for him, to thank us who are praying for him every day, and to encourage us to keep on praying for him, because if he has to discharge his ministry, he needs the spiritual support of everyone of us.
Let me conclude with you by just asking whether you could maybe share a few words of encouragement for the fathers that you were talking about earlier, who are doing their best and are often faced with some pretty serious challenges in life.
Yes. First of all, I would say today is the day to celebrate your day as fathers. And for me as a spiritual father, it's also, in a way, my day to celebrate being a father in a different sense of the word. There are difficulties. To be a father is not an easy challenge. There are challenges that go with it. But at the same time, we can look at St. Joseph, who quietly, as I would say, one of the silent fathers, quietly handled whatever needed to be handled. Even the difficulties that he had. He had to run away from Bethlehem to make sure that the child was safe. It was not an easy way, running on a donkey, going to another country. And also to be able to follow up what was happening, to be able to make the decision when was the right time to go back. But still, he did his best. And one of the things that could help the fathers is prayer. I think, as you mentioned, discernment. St. Joseph had all these qualities, and I'm sure the fathers, as you celebrate the day today, it is also important to pray for discernment, to pray for patience, to pray for these qualities that can make one be a good father, despite all the difficulties, but also to recognize the joys that go with the fatherhood. There are many joys, I'm sure, that you share, that you feel. When your child does very well at school, you are always proud to say, oh, see, my child has done this. But at the same time, when there are difficulties, remember also the joys that you find, that joy has always to go side by side sometimes with the difficulties. But that means do not give up. Keep on hoping for the best and leave everything in the hands of God, in the hands of Mary, our mother, in the hands of St. Joseph, and in the hands of Jesus. In short, in the hands of the Holy Family.